Texas contractions. Anytime I hear someone say something like this, "Y'all about fixing to head out?" I think it's highly likely that they are from Texas. You have "y'all" and "fixin' to" in the same sentence. We do love our contractions, which, if you don't recall from your halcyon days of grammar school, are words squeezed together to make one shorter word, with apostrophes standing in for what's missing. And "y'all," of course, is our most famous contraction. It's heard throughout the South, but we Texans are particularly fond of it, probably owing to its extreme usefulness, since proper English inexplicably does not offer us a distinction between the second person singular and the second person plural, both being "you." But we have extended its usefulness by placing "all" in front of it to form "all y'all." It is well known that "y'all" describes two or more, and that "all y'all" could mean five or 500. "Y'all" might refer to your immediate family, say, whoever lives in your house, and "all y'all" to one's extended family, grandparents, aunts, cousins, and the like. We even use "y'all" possessively, as in "y'alls." I heard this sentence at a barbecue not long ago. "Y'all need to move all y'all's trucks so Carlos can leave." But the king of contractions, I believe, is "y'alled of." It has three apostrophes in it. You have to admire the muscular nature of that contraction, "y'alled of." You all would have. And here's how you use it. "Y'all'd have loved it if y'all'd have come." Now just stand back and take in the magnificence of that sentence. 12 words reduced to 6. That, ladies and gentlemen, is the very soul of linguistic efficiency. Now, I've also been keeping a list of the most commonly mispronounced words in Texas. Well, they aren't absolutely unique to Texas, many are Southernisms, but they are certainly common in Texas. And that is not to say that all Texans mispronounce all these words, or to say that their mispronunciation is exclusively Texan, but it is to say that some of us Texans mispronounce all of them and most of us mispronounce some of them. In no particular order, here we go. Whataburger. It is, of course, pronounced "Whataburger," but many of us prefer "Whataburger." "Can I get 2 Whataburgers with cheese and could you water-size the fries?" Bob wire. It's actually pronounced "barbed wire," but many of us, especially those of us have an intimate acquaintance with it on a daily basis, say "bob wire." Closely aligned with this is "chest of drawers," for "chest of drawers." I was about 18 before I knew the true spelling of these two phrases. Before that, I just thought Bob made wire and Chester made drawers. Then there's "probably." We like to ditch at least one B and say "probably." But some of us get rid of both B's and just say "prowly." "You going to the dance tonight?" "I reckon so, prowly." "Library" instead of "library" is quite common. Reminds me of the old story of the Texan who went up there to Harvard and stopped a Harvard man on the campus and asked, "Can you tell me where the library's at?" Came the reply, "Here at Harvard we say library, not library. And we do not end our sentences in prepositions." So the Texan says, "Excuse me, can you tell me where the library's at, jackass?"